she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time. Oh, wow, we're on the air now. Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. Got your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. We are having a debate behind the scenes about Pee Wee Herman and his love life. Whether or not he goes to one side or the other.
I'm not involved in this debate.
Well, I am.
Moving right along.
Okay. You can also call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com. You can see all our great pre-owned cars there and follow along with the stories we're going to do on the air. There's some really cool videos, by the way, at autoflex.com's Facebook page. One of which is posted this last week is a video about the future from General Motors in 1956. And the 1976 that they project is pretty amazing.
Isn't it funny to go back now and see how things were going to be? Like, if in the 80s they go, oh, in the year 2000, it's going to be like this. Like Conan O'Brien's old skit. In the year 2000. Oh, yes. And it would be like, in the year 2000, everyone will have cell phones. And they were right.
Yeah.
I love when we can go back and look and see if it nailed it or not.
Let me go get in my flying car.
Yeah, in our time-traveling machine.
They're still trying to do that.
We've been talking for weeks now about Tesla and how they're trying to do direct sales, and the ruling came down this week.
Well,
they determine?
In Nevada it did, because their $1.3 billion deal went down to build the Gigafactory in Nevada. Now, Texas was actually one of the candidates for this factory. There were four states they were looking at, but Nevada won. So they're going to get, they're going to give Tesla $1.3 billion in tax breaks and the like in order to get the factory built there. It is, it's interesting how it breaks down. Tesla won't pay sales tax for 10 years nor employee tax for 20. It's a big bonus for the state of Nevada, because Nevada's economy has been in the dumper since the Great Recession. In fact, they've got the third highest unemployment rate in the country. So one of the things is that half the people that are employed there will come from Nevada, and probably more than that. But Nevada won. And part of the reason they won, in fact, a big part of the reason they won, is they're simply 400 miles directly across from Tesla's factory and their main headquarters in California. And the proximity to the headquarters probably had as much to do with this as anything.
It's because convenient.
They could have gotten the tax breaks pretty well from Texas, would have done the same thing. But we're a lot further away. Now, the other thing is we've talked about is he wanted to use solar power, thermal power, and wind power to power the plant. And certainly they got a lot of solar power in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll work for them. And the lawmakers also, in agreeing to let him have the $1.3 billion and build the plant there, they also agreed to build a highway that will connect the plant to several other major highways. That's going to be about a $43 million project, so that they can have good connectivity for people driving to and from their plant.
Is that
jobs?
Yeah. Is that $43 million part of the $1.3 billion?
Yeah, it is. The other thing is, when they looked at this, the plant's supposed to employ like 6,500 people, and they're going to make an average of $25 an hour. That's once it's in operation in the year 2020 or so. So it's going to be a huge financial boon to Nevada. It's a smart thing to do for them. It won't hurt Tesla one bit. And, of course, they've had all this great publicity, which he is the king of. Elon Musk, the head of Tesla, is the king of publicity. But the other big thing is that he got the right to sell cars directly to the public in Nevada when he got the deal done on the factory. So he can now have Tesla stores in Nevada, which is one of the things he's been fighting desperately for all across the country. Why? The money. He makes a lot more money if he gets all of the profit off everything. So
yeah, and cuts out the dealers.
He cuts out the dealer. He makes more money. There's no competition for the cars. They all sell for the same price. You can't go get a discount if you want one. It's list. Period.
And they're going to have service centers or no? They'll have service centers for these cars?
Yeah, just certainly they'll have service centers.
So it'll just be a service center.
No. Well, they're talking about having dealerships and service centers together, I believe.
Oh, but it's direct through Tesla.
Everything is direct through Tesla.
I can see how it benefits Elon Musk, but how does it affect consumers?
Well, you know, that's the thing. He always comes off as being the consumer advocate, and he says these states are trying to limit these consumers and the way they buy their cars. But the reality is he wants to make sure that people don't discount his cars. He wants to make sure they all sell for full price. I have a friend, and I think we've talked about this on the air. I've got a friend in Canada. All of the Mercedes dealerships in Canada are owned by Mercedes. When you want to buy a Mercedes-Benz in Canada, you do not get a discount. You pay list price.
What about trade-ins?
No matter which store you go to, you pay the same.
You can't trade a car in that way, really?
Sure you can. Yeah, they take trade-ins. They do everything we do. It's just that they don't discount cars. So if you're a Mercedes buyer and you live in Canada, it'd save you a few thousand dollars to come across and buy the car here and take it back, although there's some laws that prevent that from happening easily. But you can save some money because if the factory owns all the stores, then they control all the pricing. Then they're all list price. So anyway, Nevada won it and Texas didn't. Texas held out some hope until this final vote came through the legislature in Nevada. But it's good for Nevada. And we'll see what Elon Musk does next. He's an interesting guy.
We'll see if the electric cars and those are batteries. Those aren't just for the cars. But it'll be interesting to see if the fuel cell cars wind up being the cars of the future. So it's 2014. In 2025, what will people be driving? Electric cars, fuel cell cars?
Flying cars.
Or even flying cars, that'd be great. How will they be powered?
I love this. How is Nevada poor if they have Las Vegas? Well, here's the deal. Because Las Vegas doesn't support a whole state.
Yeah.
It's a small city, and even the economy there is not great. The housing prices in Nevada fell really further than they did almost anywhere else in the country, and they've never really recovered like we have, like in this area, because of the unemployment there.
Yeah, so, just a high unemployment.
Yeah, Nevada as a state is not a very rich state.
But we don't know exactly what their financials are, so probably go online and find them.
I love this because people are eternally hopeful.
Yeah. Hey, go win your fortune in Vegas and then buy your Tesla from
speaking
Mr.
of
Musk.
How many people have driven into Las Vegas in a $50,000 Cadillac and come home on a $300,000 Greyhound bus? I love that people are eternally hopeful, though. They say, one fan texter says, he can pass along the discounts to savers to buyers by cutting out the middleman. Well, that's not the idea. He did not go into business to save people money. He went into business to make money.
To get it all for
himself. And just because he's figured out a way to do it, selling electric cars does not make him suddenly philanthropic. I'm just saying.
One more quick Autoflex leasing fan text. We talked about driving to Canada and getting your Mercedes there to bring it back to the States. And he said, you can save even more if you buy it in Delaware, where there, in fact, is no sales tax. Is that true?
Yeah, there's one other state. I don't know about Delaware. I know Oregon has no sales tax, but there are laws that say you have to be able to prove you live in Oregon to buy a car without sales tax.
Yeah.
They'll maybe just charge it to you when you come back to Texas to register the car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have to register it there, which means you'd need to live there.
Yeah, see, there's catches for everything.
No cake.
Well, and we have customers that actually have vacation homes in Oregon, and one of the reasons they do, it's a beautiful place, the coastline's gorgeous and stuff, but they can buy a car up there that way.
Wow.
And it saves them thousands of dollars. If you're talking about a $100,000 car, that's $6,000.
I leased a car to someone who registered in Oregon with no sales tax.
Wow.
Long time ago.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
We've had Autoflex Leasing fan texters ask us about the Dodge Challenger Hellcat before. Now we've got some details for you.
Well, yeah, the new Hellcat, they're starting to order those cars, and it looks like the initial allocation has been sold out within the last 180 days. But here's the deal. They are going to measure how many cars each Dodge dealership is selling before they give them an allocation of these Hellcats. So if you sell a lot of Darts, if you sell a lot of Durangos, then you're going to get more of these cars than a dealer that sells less of them. It's really interesting. The big thing, I think, is the market pricing that may take place on this car. And market pricing is an industry term for marking up a car above MSRP if it is a high-demand car. And you could see markups on this car of $10,000 to $20,000 above MSRP because of availability. Now, in order to sort of fight that, because Dodge really wants these cars on the street, Dodge says they're also going to look at how long the dealers have the cars sitting on their lots, with the idea being if they mark them up $10,000 or $20,000 over the list price, they won't sell as quickly. If they've got them sitting on their lot, they're not going to give them additional cars to sell. So Dodge wants the cars on the street. Of course, the dealers want to make money on the cars, and Dodge says they don't have a problem with their dealers making money. They just want the cars on the street as soon as possible.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, this car they now describe as their halo car, but their halo car for years has been the Dodge Viper. Dodge Vipers are not selling. They're just sitting. They have been. They've just cut the price of them. They've sent out $15,000 certificates to current Viper owners to try to get them to trade their Viper in on a new Viper. And then now they've got this Challenger coming out. There's 600 Dodge Vipers sitting on dealers' lots across the country right now, unsold. In fact, dealers have begun calling it the Vedsel.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes.
What's a halo car?
A halo car is the very, very top of the line that everything else sort of comes down from, like a halo.
Like your halo.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Beyonce.
Yes.
So it'll be sort of interesting to see what happens on the Vipers, because this new Challenger has a lot more horsepower, and it's very comfortable. It's a car,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Viper's mainly a 10-cylinder engine with a body around it.
Who would win in a drag race, I wonder?
The Challenger.
Oh.
Yeah, with 707 horsepower. Yeah.
Nice. It has a teensy bit more horsepower than a Lamborghini Aventador.
Wow.
It does. Except an Aventador cost about $250,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So get your Lamborghini
for
under $100,000.
Here's the thing. You can buy a new Challenger. The base Challenger Hellcat is $60,990. The base Viper is $84,995.
I'll take the Hellcat, please.
I would, too. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with those Vipers.
I'm interested to see what the dealers are going to do for their market adjustment,
mm-hmm.
because they will charge over sticker. And that's another thing. They're going to be measuring how long these sit at a dealer's lot without moving. That will also affect how many more cars they get, because they want the cars out there being driven.
Right.
They don't want them to just sit there with a rope around them, you know. So I think if you put too big a market adjustment on there and it's going to sit there, you know, this guy may sell 30 and make $3,000 a pop versus selling one, and you try to make a market adjustment of $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's not smart. Well, I'd rather have a bunch of people out there, because then you get more service, you have more customers, and the car gets more exposure.
Right. Well, we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yep.
When we return, let's talk about 9 words you never say to your insurance company. Coming up next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing. Auto Flex Lease, oh
yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or shoot us an Auto Flex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Auto Flex if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. You know, this weekend we have a large used car sale going if you're in the market for a pre-owned car. And I'm going to go down a couple of them really quickly here. 2011 GMC Yukon, 2009 Range Rover Sport, 2010 Mercedes-Benz E350, 2013 Toyota Sienna Van, 2009 Cadillac Escalade, or a 2010 Toyota 4Runner. So you can see that there's every kind of car you might be thinking about. This is just a very few of them that we have on sale this weekend. So if you're in the market for a pre-owned car, don't spend all day driving all over town to get a good deal, because if you go by one of the Autoflex locations, you're going to get a great deal on these cars this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to schedule a test drive, you can go to autoflex.com. Today might be a good day to have those seat heaters turned on.
It's a little different out there.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
Like fall up in here. So everybody's had to deal with their insurance companies before, but next time you have to make that call, here are 9 words you definitely don't want to use when you're on the phone with them.
You know, people, when you have an accident, when something bad happens, everyone gets really excited, and people say things that can really mess up their insurance claims. The first thing you should never say to your insurance company is, "I'm sorry."
Trigger words is what these are called.
It's a trigger word, yeah. And insurance companies are taught to listen for these terms because they may be able to not pay the claim if you say the right thing.
Yeah, so, don't apologize in case that's admitting fault.
Exactly. You start off saying, I'm sorry, and the other insurance company... The other insurance company then suddenly... They've got a way in because now you've said, I'm sorry, so now you're at fault, so now it's not their driver's fault. Don't say I'm sorry. Secondly, don't say the word whiplash. If you...
Come on, Tammy, I need your air guitar.
Okay. Okay.
If for those who remember Devo,
whip it good.
Whip.
All right.
So don't say whiplash.
If you say whiplash, they immediately think you're setting them up for a bodily injury claim. If you're hurt, don't say a thing. Go to the doctor. You don't need to tell them you're hurt. Go to the doctor. Get proof. Once you've got that, then go to them with that. If you say the word whiplash, you're going to get to talk to their lawyers pretty quick.
But you know what? Do go to the doctor. I had an accident back in the 90s, and I think the pain in my neck today that's like this arthritis is from that.
Oh. Did you not go to the doctor back then?
No, I thought I was fine.
Which we'll cover in just a minute. Okay, the next thing is not to say intentional, because your insurance company does not cover you for intentional acts. Now, if you have an accident because you drive across an ice-covered street and wreck your car, they'll cover that. But if your wife takes a baseball bat to the hood of your car because she's mad at you, that's intentional.
Mm.
They won't pay for it.
His insurance would not cover that.
Yes.
What if you use it like, it wasn't intentional, but I backed into a pole?
I wouldn't use the word intentional at all.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other things, if you lock your keys in your car and you have to break the window to get them, intentional. They don't pay for it.
Ah.
Aha. All right.
Somebody broke my window.
Yeah.
That's fraud. So
I was able to get my keys that way.
But I didn't do it.
Well, don't mention that your car is customized. Insurance companies write policies for standard vehicles. If you've added all kinds of great stuff to your car, it's not covered.
It isn't?
It's not.
Can
now,
you get
if
a
you,
rider policy
you can.
For that?
Okay. If you're going to add a lot of stuff to the car, call your insurance agent and say, hey, I need a rider. But as it stands, insurance covers the standard car. If your car is customized, then they're going to try not to pay
for it. Like what about the cars when we wrap those cars that we do? That's probably not covered unless they have
not.
A special policy. Because I think you can wrap the car with the matte finish now.
You can.
Instead of actually having it repainted.
And we do a lot of those, especially the athletes. A lot of athletes do that. But the idea, the reality is you need to call your agent and say, here's what I'm doing to my car. Give me a rider on the policy, and they'll add that to the policy. The number 5 thing never to say, breakdown, because your car is not covered for breakdown. That means mechanically your car fails somewhere. So if you call and you say, my car broke down, you could be describing something else, but just the term breakdown will cause them not to want to cover the claim. If you have a mechanical problem, you can buy insurance for that. Mechanical breakdown insurance. In fact, we sell it at Autoflex, but your standard insurance policy won't cover that. Now we come to Tammy's favorite term, I'm fine. Some people, even though they are cut and bleeding after an accident, will go, I'm fine. Don't tell them you're fine, because you may not be.
And you may need that.
Exactly. You may need medical assistance. You may need medical coverage. If you come in saying, I'm fine, and then come back later with a problem, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And let me, going back to that accident, because that insurance, the other lady that hit me or that caused, I don't know, it was strange. I hit her, but she spun around in the road in front of me. Her insurance company called me. It happened on a Saturday morning. They called me on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I was fine. And then they didn't want to pay the claim for my car. So my insurance company had to sue her insurance company. A year later, I got my deductible back.
Wow.
Because I had to pay my deductible for the car. So my lesson from that is I'm not fine till my car is fine.
Right.
Till my car's fixed. I don't know. I'm not feeling that great. You know, and it maybe it's a, and I'm not saying fraud. I'm just saying, you know, that's their biggest fear, I think, is the medical claims because they can be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they can be very hard to verify. And so people have gotten millions of dollars from insurance companies on medical claims that may not have been valid.
Yeah.
So it's a real problem. So moving right along, here's one we had some experience with this past week, rideshare. Don't ever tell your insurance company your car was being used as an Uber car or as
a Lyft car.
Any kind of rideshare, because they don't cover your car for that. Your insurance company covers your car for personal use. The second you add someone in the back seat that you're getting paid by, you're driving a commercial vehicle. You've got the wrong insurance.
Mm.
We got a call from a customer this week who said...
And she said she was driving for Uber... So her GEICO insurance wouldn't cover the... She was hit by an uninsured motorist.
Mm-hmm.
And so now her GEICO insurance won't cover the car because she was driving for Uber. And she said she told us that Uber said they were going to help her. But we'll see. It's interesting. She said so far it's about $3,000 worth of damage, but they have to do a complete teardown. If that car's totaled, is Uber going to pay for it? I'm just curious to know how this all will play out.
And
if anybody knows, if there's an insurance agent out there that already knows how this deal works, I'd love to hear about it.
You know, from the reading I've done, it doesn't work well at all if your car is involved in an accident while you're driving for them.
You need to have a separate policy.
Well, one of the big complaints that the professional taxi and limousine services have is these people driving for Uber are not having to pay the kind of insurance premiums that the taxis pay to cover, which means they don't have the kind of coverage. Had someone been in that Uber car and been injured seriously, GEICO insurance wouldn't have paid for that either.
And Uber probably because, wouldn't either.
Yeah. I don't know about Uber, but GEICO darn sure wouldn't. So when you're out there thinking about, guys, it's an easy way to make some money, look at your downside on that and make sure if you want to do that, get some insurance. Cover yourself.
Why can't you just say it was a passenger? Like it's my friend.
You could, but...
You know this stuff's going to go to trial.
They're going
to
find out.
They're going to say, how well do you know each other? Was any money exchanged?
We've been friends for 45 seconds now.
And it's pretty easy to see that the payment process... Because Uber is a, quote-unquote, payment processing company.
Oh.
I think that's what they're claiming.
So you pay in advance?
They've got no liability.
Through an app.
Right, but I was going to say, if the money hadn't exchanged hands yet, then technically the passenger hadn't paid money yet. Unless they pay before they get in the car.
That's a good point. I don't know how that works.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, are you suggesting people be untruthful to insurance companies?
No.
Absolutely not. Never be untruthful with an insurance company. Every time somebody's untruthful, it costs all the rest of us money.
But look, I thought I was fine, and I have like arthritis in my neck now, and I think it's from that accident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I say go to the doctor.
We talked about not using the word on our list of the 9 words you never want to use to your insurance company. Don't use the word intentional. And we use the example, somebody took a baseball bat to your car intentionally and your insurance won't cover it. This AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, my insurance covers everything. My ex keyed my entire car and ruined it and the insurance paid for every dime.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's comprehensive. He didn't do it to it. Somebody else did.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, do rental cars come with insurance? Yes, they do, but the insurance is written specifically for rental cars. So that means they're covered. Real quickly, a couple of other things not to say. Don't say off-premise, because if the vehicle is left somewhere and something happens to it, you say it's off-premise, it may not be covered because the insurance company covers your car, certainly in certain kinds of damage, when it's at your place of business or at your home. And finally, coincidence. Insurance companies don't like coincidence. They don't believe in coincidence. Oh, it was a coincidence that sounds like a story when you start. So
it's
don't
a coincidence
use...
that his car was in a vacant lot on the other side of town and the driver's seat mysteriously caught fire.
Yeah. It sounds like you burned his car. So, hey, if you're going to call your insurance and report something, stay calm. You shouldn't tell your insurance company you're still shaken up. You shouldn't. You should stay very calm. First of all, you should get your policy out and make sure what you're getting covered is covered, because you can read your policy and find out, and stay calm. And don't forget, it's your money. You pay for the policy. Be smart about it. Make sure you know what you're talking about and get your money's worth.
All right, good advice. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickford, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Getting lots of them now. 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars, including all the cars that are on sale this weekend. And you can schedule a test drive, as you said earlier, by going to schedule a test drive. A lot of people wonder what their trade-in is worth. You can actually get a black book appraisal from AutoFlex.com. Just go to AutoFlex.com, click on what's my trade worth, fill out the form, and it's sort of entailed. It's going to ask you a lot of questions. You have to be honest. But if you are, and if you do fill it out properly, you'll get a real black book appraisal on your car free from your friends at AutoFlex.
We've talked before about when you're watching the ads on TV and something pops up that says, you can get this $40,000 car for only $199 a month.
Or worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was, when I was doing the show, I was watching TV and I kept seeing these ads. One of them was a car that is $38,000 and you can get it for 36 months for $299 a month. Well, folks, good luck. If I'd be driving one. If you could really do that.
Right.
Here's the thing. All of those ads you see involve what's called a decap or a down payment, which means that if you give them enough money up front, you can get that $38,000 car for $299 a month. But as somebody once told me, there is no magic. It's just numbers. So if you want to spend $7,000 or $8,000 up front for a lease, you can get $299 a month. I'm going to tell you, don't spend any money up front for a lease. The idea is to drive the car for as little as possible for the time you want to drive it. But those ads are still out there, $199 a month, $299 a month. They always like the 99s, it seems.
Right.
And they have very short terms. But you have to really, if you have a TiVo or if you have a video recorder, you can stop the ad because that's the only way you're going to be able to read that tiny print down at the bottom that says, by the way, it doesn't say by the way, but it says $49.95 due up front does not include tax, title, or license. So that means you're spending $5,000 plus the taxes, which means now you're up over $7,000. But you get $299 a month. It just costs you $7,000 going in.
Right. And you don't really get that money back. It's not an investment, as we've talked about before.
No, you're just buying down the payment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can put money down, put it on a car that you're buying, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better deal.
Yeah, you don't really, if you put money down on a lease, you never sort of really get it back. I mean, it's...
Well, no, you're just prepaying your
payments. Prepaying your payments. So, mm-hmm. In California, there is a Ford employee, now an ex-employee, that has been charged with odometer fraud. And the reason I wanted to do this story is because a lot of people think that because cars have electric odometers now, that you can't roll them back. And just the opposite is true. They can be rolled back. Now, sometimes it's a two-stage operation. You have to roll back the odometer you can see, and you have to roll back the internal odometer. But there's a way to do both. And you have to be very wary when you're looking at cars to make sure that the mileage is correct on the car. And we'll talk about that in a second. But Jeffrey Levy and Shammai Salpeter were in Woodlands Hill, California. Jeffrey Levy actually worked for Galpin Ford, which is a great organization, had no idea any of this was going on. But Jeffrey would call his customers that had leases, and he would say, how's your mileage? And they'd go, well, you know, we're a little over on our miles. Don't worry, we can take care of that. He would then refer them to Mr. Salpeter, who would roll the mileage back on the car. So when they brought it back to trade in, they would get more money for it, or they would not pay the lease penalties for over mileage. The additional mileage is what they'd be paying for. So it worked really fine until they got caught. Now, here's the bottom line. They'll go to jail.
Yeah, the United States Justice Department is the one.
Yeah.
That's who's charging them.
It's a big deal.
Don't mess around.
And you will go to jail. And in federal charges, you don't get parole or probation or any, you just go to jail. So thankfully these guys will go to jail. I had an interesting time. I was at a conference a few years ago, and at the same conference was the head of the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration's odometer fraud division. And so at lunch, I sat with him intentionally. I went over and sat with him and said, so it's gotten a lot better, right? Because I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, with the electronic odometers, it's gotten a lot better. You don't have people rolling those miles back like they used to. He said, it's easier now than it ever was.
Because it's a computer. I would think you could hack in.
You can. They have ways to hack in and roll the miles back on a car.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you're driving a car and it's a lease and you've gone over on your miles, don't do anything like this, because you can go to jail.
Well, yeah. Don't do it whether it's a lease or you're just trying to trade it. And you will get caught, because here's the deal. Every time somebody takes that car in for a state inspection, the mileage is recorded at where is that? Where does it go? It goes to the state.
Yeah, it goes to the state every time.
We pull these Twixes. We pull the facts. It shows every little thing. Plus, when you take it into the service department at your dealership.
They record
the mileage. If you did go to the Ford store, guess what? That's a national database. So they can look up that VIN in Georgia, in California, anywhere.
Okay, so here's the other thing. If you get caught,
your car
now becomes what we call TMU, True Miles Unknown. That cuts the value of the car in half.
Wow.
So if you had a $40,000 car, it's now a $20,000 car. And that's not an exaggeration. When we look at a TMU car, we figure it for half the value, because you have no – that car could have 200,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
You have no way to know that. So it's not a good way to go. And here's the other thing. We have a really, really good way to go at Autoflex, because we deal with this on a regular basis. So if you're in a lease, if you've run a few miles over, even if you've run a lot of miles over, give one of our specialists a call. Let them know that you heard it on the show. You've run over on miles. We have different plans that will get you out of the fix you're in and keep you from having to pay mileage costs, penalties, everything.
We are
just
problem
give us a call.
Solvers.
Right. Or if you haven't run over, maybe you're in my situation, which I need to look over my paperwork or maybe give you guys a call and find out what it is. But I think I'm about 5,000 shy of hitting it, which as much as I drive, I'll hit that by the end of the year. So I'm going to call Autoflex at 817 or 972-234-1234 this week and try to figure out what I got going on with my vehicle. Maybe I can get some help.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, can you repeat the 9 words not to say to your insurance company? Okay, very quickly. Sorry, whiplash, intentional, customized, breakdown, fine, as if I'm just fine, rideshare, off-premise, and coincidence. Those are the trigger terms that insurance companies listen for when they are talking to people reporting a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, isn't it sad that you have to put so much extra effort into talking to the insurance company just to hold them to what they already agreed to? It's like having to fight a drive-through guy just to get special sauce. Why is it that insurance companies can get away with all this and don't seem to be held to any ethical business practices?
Let me tell you the other thing. We had a call from a customer this last week. Their car was parked. It was hit by another car. The other car's insurance should pay for that, right?
Right.
Put the car in the shop, write an estimate. There is evidence that this car had been repaired before. The insurance company is now trying to deny part of the claim because of the evidence of the car being hit before. It's a good thing they called us, because there's really good ways to work with this. First of all, maybe you can trade out of the car just like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get a salvage bid on the car just like it is. And we just trade you out of the car, and you don't go through all the brain damage. Secondly, you can get a third-party appraisal. You can hire a third-party appraisal company to come out and write a repair estimate and submit that to the insurance company and say, this is what someone else says. I don't care what your guy says. I have a right to a third-party appraisal. This is what they say. Let's get our heads together.
Mm-hmm.
You can always call your own insurance company, and they will fix the car, and you'll pay your deductible, and they'll go after the other insurance company. And if they can recover your deductible, then you can get that back. So there's a number of different ways you can handle stuff like this. And I agree with the texter. It is tough sometimes to deal with these insurance companies, because they make money by not paying claims. I mean, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have your ducks in a row. And if you have a problem, give us a call at Autoflex. We can maybe help you out of the car, get you down the road, maybe even in a new car now.
That's right. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, if you have a question, maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars, 877-881-1053. Give us a shout, get some free expert advice, or you can send us AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Those numbers are either 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com and see all our great pre-owned cars, apply for a lease online, or learn a lot because you can actually learn at autoflex.com. We explain leasing. We explain how it works. We explain that it doesn't work for everyone, but it does work for most people, and how you can make those choices.
And there is a pre-owned car sale going on this weekend, so be sure to check that out. You can see them at autoflex.com as well.
By the way, I've got a great AutoFlex Leasing fan text. It's from a Texas insurance agent, and he mentions the guy that said he got his car keyed by his ex, and it said, in that example, the car would not be covered if the ex was a named insured on the policy.
Oh.
So, again, if it's intentional, then it's not. If somebody keys your car in a parking lot, the insurance is going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. If your ex goes out and does it, if she was on the policy so they can see that it was her, then they're not going to cover it.
So but, like an ex-spouse, but
right.
don't put
a current spouse.
Be careful who you put on your insurance.
The bottom line is, as this astute AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, always read your policy. That's true.
Absolutely.
Then you'll know what's covered and what's not and what to say.
You know
that
people don't read they don't read contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't read their insurance policy. They don't read a lot of things.
Oh, I do.
Don't read instructions.
Whenever I talked about zip lining in Mexico a few weeks ago, and they give you that giant paper with like 16 paragraphs to read, and I felt bad because there was a line of people behind me waiting to
but
sign it.
But you read the whole thing.
But I read it because I want to know what I'm signing.
There's no liability in Mexico.
Oh, so it didn't matter if
it
I signed it or not?
No. You can't sue down there for personal injury. Okay. GM has issued a stop sale on the new Corvette, which is sort of like just falling in line with the rest of what GM has had gone on for this last year. They have had 65 recall campaigns this year, covering 29.1 million vehicles, including 2.6 million older vehicles that were equipped with that faulty ignition switch. 2,000 Corvettes have been stop-sailed. In other words, they've stopped selling these vehicles, and they're going to go in and check a connection, a wire connection, from the driver's side airbag to the steering wheel. And also, 800 Corvettes are going to be checked because they could be equipped with rear parking brake cables that were not properly installed. So it's pretty unlikely that if you're driving a 2015 Corvette, it's one of them. They say the majority of these are still on dealership lots or in the factory, so they'll get those checked. If you are driving one, you'll be notified by GM.
Okay, so that's good to know. We've talked a lot about things we see people doing behind the wheel while they're driving. And I've admitted to putting on makeup while I'm flying down the highway.
Yeah.
But there's a new study that says that I'm not the only one.
From the auto blog this week, Joe Artera, the president of New Jersey-based Vehicle Dynamic Institute, which tests people and their ability to drive, and also has a special driving school made for chauffeurs, for embassy drivers, for drivers, for celebrities that or business executives that might be kidnapped. He owns this school and teaches people how to drive in extreme situations. And he says most people don't drive well at all. He said if you look at 10 cars on the street.
Shocking.
Yeah, if you look at 10 people driving down the street, 5 of them will be driving with one hand.
I bet.
I'm sure it's right.
You drive with one hand.
I know, but you get comfortable, especially if you're on a long drive, and at some point that one hand falls off the wheel and maybe reaches for the radio and never comes back up.
Well, and yeah. He said and through their testing, they've determined that people don't drive cars to the car's ability to respond, but the big thing he's discovered is people really overestimate their own ability to handle emergency situations when they're driving. They all think they're going to be just fine. The reality is most of them won't. Even if you expect a problem, it takes half a second to respond. If you don't expect a problem, it takes 1 second to respond. Now, what does that mean? At 65 miles per hour, you're going to go 97 and a half feet before you respond.
You should multiply your miles per hour by 1.5, and that's how many feet you'll cover at the time it takes you to begin changing your steering, braking, and acceleration inputs.
At 80 miles per hour, you're going to go 120 feet. That's a third of a block, over a third of a block, before you even respond. Now, that's not counting what happens afterwards. That's just how long it takes you. So when you're putting on your makeup going 80, before you even respond, if you're looking in the right direction, you will have traveled over a third of a block.
That's crazy.
So you've already run over the dog.
So the other thing is the one-handed drivers. And one of the interesting things I read when I started doing reading on this, if you hold your hand at the top of the steering wheel, when your airbag deploys, your fist will hit you in the face at about 220 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
Really?
That'd be like Mike Tyson.
Really?
Yeah.
220 miles an hour, your own fist to your own face. Talk about a broken nose.
Yes.
You drive now with hands at 9 and 3. The reason being, airbags deploy outward and upward. If you have your hands at 10 and 2, the airbag is going to get both of your wrists, bruise them, burn them. It's going to hurt. If your hand's on top of the wheel, your face is going to get hit. If they're at 9 and 3, the airbag deploys and it doesn't hit anything except what it's supposed to hit. So 9 and 3 is the proper position. And practice. Practice driving with your hands at 9 and 3. Practice being super attentive to the road. Practice watching everyone else around you, because you're surrounded by people that can't drive, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And that aren't doing any of that.
Right. I think practice is the key word, though, because I rarely drive at 9 and 3. It doesn't come to me naturally. So you do have to remind yourself, okay, my hands need to be right here and don't move them. And that way you can get in the habit of doing it.
Well, this is kind of interesting. When they were doing some testing, they were propelling a multi-thousand-pound vehicle down the highway. For example, okay, so VDI used the Ford Crown Victoria, standard police car. It weighs 3,900 pounds, and at 40 miles per hour, the brakes must absorb 239,000 pounds of energy to stop it. So that's why you're traveling so far. And even before you react, then when you do react, depending on how fast you're going, you're still going to keep moving for a bit.
At 80 miles an hour, that quadruples, so it takes nearly 1 million pounds of pressure to stop the car from 80.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So keep your brakes up, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Make sure your brakes are in good shape. This is interesting. I want to take a professional driving class.
I bet you could. We could video it, put it on the website.
Might dispel just how great a driver I think I am.
And that's just a standard vehicle. I mean, add in an SUV, how heavy those are. Or if you're in front of an 18-wheeler, think of how long it takes that thing to stop.
Oh, forget about it. Don't cut off the truck drivers, people.
No.
That's just foolishness.
You become a speed bump when you do that.
That's right.
Okay, I want to talk really quickly about the North Texas Council of Governments finally getting something right. On Thursday evening, they voted not to make toll lanes on Central Expressway. So
yay,
the proposed toll lanes that were going to run from somewhere about Allen all the way down into Dallas are now no longer going to be built. One of the things I didn't understand was all they were doing was adding a toll system to the HOV lanes that are currently there. They weren't actually adding lanes to the highway. So it wasn't really going to relieve congestion. It would make money for the state, but it wouldn't help the drivers. And that's really what stopped them. There was a lot of pushback from people that live in Collin County, from people that live in Plano and in Richardson, because we've got, I mean, if you live in Collin County, you've already got three great big toll roads up there now.
Right.
So they need another one?
Right.
So anyway, North Texas Council of Governments, thank you very much. You got it right. No toll lanes on Central. Yay.
Let's have an applause.
Yeah. Talked about people being bad drivers. One of our AutoFlex Leasing fan texters says, I'm an EMT and I can confirm most drivers are horrible.
Well, you know, most people really do think they can drive better than they can, but most people have never really taken a driving course to know how to drive a car.
David said there was a guy in front of him this morning that driving a Jeep Wrangler, he got over into the right lane and then made a left turn, so he cut off the left turn.
He turned on his turn signal half a block before and cut all the way across.
He
moved to the right lane and then turned his turn signal on and came all the way across to make a left lane.
I've seen that.
Good job.
Well, Okay, here's a good one. I just cracked up. I was really glad I wasn't behind these people. The gall of this. So they realized they needed to make a right turn, and they're in the middle. They're in the middle lane. There's three lanes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a right turn lane, and you can also go straight. There's the center lane, and then there's the left lane. I'm in the left lane, and I see this guy in the middle turn on it. He's first. He turns on his right blinker and just stays there because he's going to turn right.
Yeah.
And as soon as he can get through that, go down and turn around.
But sometimes,
why was he going to cut off the right lane of traffic thinking that they would even let him in?
Yeah, but sometimes you can't. Like, what if you're on a one-way highway access road or something?
In those circumstances. This is on Spring Valley. It was just go up to the next intersection and go back around.
So anyway, to wrap this up, if you need a car, if you're thinking about buying a car, think about leasing a car especially, give us a call at Autoflex. A lot of deals out there. The only thing I can tell you is that Autoflex will treat you a lot differently than you will get treated anywhere else. It doesn't take 4.5 or 5 hours to get a car. It's crazy. It should never take that long. You do with just one person. You don't get to meet 3 or 4 people you never wanted to meet before. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend hours and hours being assailed by different people trying to get you to give more money. Give us a call. Let us show you how we do it at Autoflex. You'll like it. It's a fun deal.
Mm-hmm. And I won't be involved, so there'll be no drive judging.
And the numbers you call are 817 or 972-234-1234 or head online to autoflex.com. We'll see you back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.